Welcome to Unleash the Power of Your Intuition program. This is Tejpal. Today we are exploring principle number 7, trust yourself. So first we are looking at what trusting yourself means. Then how does it relate to your intuition? Then what are the benefits of trusting yourself in your life? And what prevents you to trust yourself? And at the end, you can take a look at the 3 practices that I'm offering in the intuition card to see how you can implement that principle into your life. When I teach many people to trust their intuition and to develop their intuition, the first question I hear is, did I make things up? Is it real? How do I know it is my fantasy or it is real intuition? And all of these are great questions. And my first and simple answer is, pretend everything you receive is real. Pretend everything you receive is right and has some value. So don't question at all your experience. Pretend you know. Trust your experience. That is a key element. We have learned in our society to trust knowledge, to trust expertise. We have not learned to trust our experience. A lot of time we have heard you should not feel this way. You should not be sensitive that way. Basically, when we feel something that the other person did not like, you know, it was like, what's wrong with you? And here I'm going completely the other way around. I say, trust every single aspect of your experience. Claim your uniqueness. Promote your uniqueness. Acknowledge how you are wired. Do not question anything about yourself. The way you are is perfect at that moment. And really claim your fullness and value every single aspect of your experience. And when you stop to do that, what happens is your intuition expands. And it's very interesting because when your intuition expands, your trust expands. So it's a spiral. And for some of you who already have intuition, you know that the intensity of the messages that you receive through your intuition is really strong. There is usually no doubt. When you receive a message, they are strong, they are clear, you never doubt them, you know. And so the more you develop your intuition, the more you increase your trust, your inner confidence. And then you keep increasing your intuition and you keep increasing your inner confidence and you keep relying on your experience all the time, which helps you, by the way, to be much more in the moment and in the present. So when you create a life based on your experience, your life is going to be more vibrant and more abundant. What happened is a lot of time we choose, and because we have not been used to, we choose not to listen to our experience. And let's explore what's in the way. What's in the way could be our obsessions or our inner pressure or our fear or our ego or whatever that is. But I'm going to give you a few examples. A lot of time I see people that are facing challenges in personal or professional relationships. And they are coming to me to get some intuition, some insight, some psychic information. And a lot of time I ask them, but what you're telling me today about this relationship, you knew it on day 1. You knew it. And they pause. And they realized that most of the time they knew it, but they didn't want to hear it. And we have all done that. We listen to our dream more than we listen to the current situation. We want so much a relationship to work, or we want so much that professional deal to happen, that we're not paying attention to what truly is going on at that moment. And if we acknowledge to pause and to say, wow, yeah, he, she has a lot of clients and he, she has a lot of knowledge, but there is something off about this person or that aspect I don't really care for. And if we acknowledge to feel, to sense, to intuit that not everything may go right there, then we may just pause and create a different scenario. And our impatience sometimes and our inner pressure prevents us, and we keep on going like as if we didn't know. We didn't hear it. So pay attention to your dream and to the current situation. It's great to have dream, but your dreams are not good if they create some kind of numbness, if they prevent you to be sensitive to what's going on and prevent you just to reinvent a situation or to recreate something new, because that is in fact necessary. So that is certainly one of the biggest obstacles to trust ourselves. The number two that I also experience is we think in order to trust, we need to understand. For me, these concepts are different. Particularly when you practice your intuitive being, your intuitive skills, there are a lot of things you're going to receive. You may not understand why you receive them, what does it truly mean, and so forth, particularly at the beginning. So we need to just trust the information and accept that we don't understand them. Eventually, some meaning will show up. But again, you have to make a distinction between the two. So I hope those elements are useful, and I truly invite you to really promote, love yourself just the way you are at this moment. And take the time to explore the three practices that I have designed to create more trust toward yourself into your life. Enjoy.